I Never Knew You, an LDS General Conference review of David A. Bednar from the October 2016 General Conference. Here's a clip from that message.
As the Savior concluded the Sermon on the Mount, he emphasized the eternal truth that only by doing the will of the Father is the saving grace of the Son obtainable. He declared, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Our understanding of this episode is enlarged as we reflect upon an inspired revision to the text. Significantly, the Lord's phrase reported in the King James Version of the Bible, "I never knew you," was changed in the Joseph Smith translation to, "Ye never knew me." Consider also the parable of the 10 virgins. Recall that the 5 foolish and unprepared virgins went to obtain oil for their lamps after hearing the cry to go and meet the bridegroom. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the 5 foolish virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily, I say unto you, I know you not." The implications of this parable for each of us are expanded by another inspired revision. Importantly, the phrase, "I know you not," as reported in the King James Version of the Bible, was clarified in the Joseph Smith translation to, "Ye know me not." The phrases, "Ye never knew me," and "Ye know me not," should be a cause of deep spiritual introspection for each of us. Do we only know about the Savior, or are we increasingly coming to know him? And how do we come to know the Lord? These questions of the soul are the focus of my message. I earnestly invite the assistance of the Holy Ghost as we consider together this vital subject.
I Never Knew You, reviewed by Danny Larson, narrated by Seth Motor. Elder Bednar began his talk with a passage taken from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7:21-23, in the King James Bible. His point was to emphasize that the Lord's statement in the King James Version, quote, "I never knew you," end quote, was changed in the Joseph Smith translation to read in Matthew 7:33, quote, "Ye never knew me," end quote. Then he recited in the King James Bible the parable of the 10 virgins found in Matthew 25:1-12, where Jesus tells the foolish virgins, quote, "I know ye not," end quote. Once again, Elder Bednar explains to us that the King James Version was clarified in the Joseph Smith translation of Matthew 25:11 to read, quote, "Ye know me not," end quote. At the end of his talk, found on LDS.org under References, you'll find the footnotes of these JST passages. It's interesting that the Lord inspired Joseph Smith to receive the Word of God by taking out the incorrect wording and replacing it with what should have been in there. But Elder Bednar makes a critical mistake in using the Joseph Smith translation to prove his point. If we turn to the Book of Mormon, which is considered, quote, the most correct book, end quote, we find the sermon at the temple in Bountiful, where Jesus supposedly appeared to the Nephites following his resurrection. It says in 3 Nephi 14:23, quote, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity," end quote. That verse is exactly the same as it is in the King James Version of Matthew 7, word for word. And the 3 Nephi 14 verse, footnote B, is cross-referenced with 2 other Book of Mormon passages, Mosiah 26:25-27, quote, "And it shall come to pass that when the second trump shall sound, then shall they that never knew me come forth and shall stand before me. And then shall they know that I am the Lord their God, and I am their Redeemer, but they would not be redeemed. And then I will confess unto them that I never knew them, and they shall depart unto the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. End quote. Mosiah 5:13, quote, for how knoweth a man the master whom he has not served, and who is a stranger unto him, and is far from the thoughts and intents of his heart? End quote. You not only have two verses in the King James Bible, but also three verses in the Book of Mormon, supposedly translated by the gift and power of God, that differ with the Joseph Smith translation. What was Joseph Smith thinking? If it was good enough for the Lord to be quoted in the Bible and substantiated in the Book of Mormon, why did Joseph Smith feel it necessary to change the Lord's word in his inspired version? And what was Elder Bednar thinking? Why, in the footnote in Elder Bednar's talk, only referencing Matthew 7 and not 3 Nephi 14 and Mosiah 26 and Mosiah 5? Is it because Joseph Smith copied the sermon at the temple from the King James Bible Sermon on the Mount? In summary, if you have a modern-day apostle telling its members in a worldwide general conference that the Bible is wrong and that Joseph Smith's translation is inspired, in spite of what was just pointed out in the Book of Mormon, as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, what do you do with that information? For more reviews like this, check out the description below or go to our website, talkingtomormons.com.